In Britain, almost 70,000 people across all communities under the age of 25 now consider themselves to be gang members. In London today, there are said to be up to 4,000 people in close to 250 street gangs. Increasingly, gangs recruit younger members as foot soldiers to use in their drug operations. In London in 2017, 25 teenagers were killed as a result of gang-related activity.
Jaden Moody was just a schoolboy and he was stabbed to death.
It was 100 yards from the site of the latest teenage killing.
The pattern of rogue beefs and revenge provide a never-ending cycle of unforgiving violence. UK gang culture is driven and influenced by the infamous American gangs, the Bloods and the Crips.
Violence was always a part of my life. It was the way I managed to express myself. You know, violence was like very natural to me.
Gang culture is now destroying families from every community in the UK. And perpetrators are left to deal with the consequences of their actions. And to get the inside story from real gang members, we gave them cameras and allowed them to film their own lives, telling us what it's really like on the streets of the UK today.
Ambulance services, patient breathing.
Hello, girl.
Every hour of every day, over 100 people call for an ambulance across Greater London. In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision. Who needs an ambulance and who must wait? Taking you to the beating heart of our NHS, we follow the story behind the sirens as crews race to save lives. Laura is one of only 36 call handlers on duty tonight, taking 999 calls from across the 7,300 square miles of the southeast. The most life-threatening are prioritised as Category 1. So far, over 700 people have been given life-saving instructions over the phone.